can hear about what it means to be followers of you, your disciples. Lord, help us to really see what it means today to be living in Christ, in a sense, in every aspect of our lives. And Lord, we thank you for Paul. We pray that your word now would come to life as your Holy Spirit works in us and through us. And Lord, we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we said last week, this term we're exploring what it means to be disciples of Jesus. And we saw a definition last week that disciples essentially study the life and try to follow the pattern of living of their master. In the ancient world, a disciple is a follower or adherent of their teacher. It's not the same as being a student in the modern sense. A disciple in the ancient biblical world actively imitated both the life and teaching of their master. It was a deliberate apprenticeship which made the fully formed disciple a living copy, if you like, of their master. Last week we also looked at what it means to be confident in Christ. We saw how we can know that we are Christians if God has begun a work in us. If our lives start to change and if we want to be obedient to God, doing what he wants, we know that he has started a work in us. But then we heard those incredibly uplifting words that he who has begun a good work in us will see it through to completion. And so today, here in Philippians chapter 1, the second half, with our confidence boosted already, we begin to see what it means for us to be living in Christ. Now, Paul is in chains as he writes. He's under the watch, the close watch of the palace guard. Rather than being miserable, however, about his loss of freedom, he's taking every opportunity to speak the good news about Jesus with everyone he comes into contact with. All the soldiers in the palace guard who get, you know, chained or bound to him are hearing about Jesus, about the impact that Jesus has had on Paul's life and what Jesus offers each and every one of them. Paul says that what's happened to him has actually served to advance the gospel. You know, this latest series of tough circumstances that he's facing places Paul alongside a whole heap of people who've never heard the good news. It's like in the parable of the sower. He is the seed that falls on the fertile ground, the fertile soil, and produces a great crop, a massive harvest for the kingdom.